up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again. Time once again for Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week, spinning some polka records here for about an hour. Glad you're with for another round of all this silliness. I don't know, I got a big stack of records. We're just going to see what the heck is in here today. How you doing this week? Another scorching hot week here in northern Minnesota. Holy crapola, I'm done with that. They keep talking about, oh, it'll be 70s and we'll get some showers. We have not had any significant rain now in like, what, 3 weeks? At least? It's insanity, and it's been in the 80s and 90s. We'll see how it goes. They're talking maybe in a couple of days a 70% chance of rain, and then it turns out it misses us. So we'll see how it works out. I got a bunch of old oldies that are really old this week. And you know, this is your old-time oldies show. It's old-time music. They're all oldies. We only play records on the show, so everything is almost by default 30 to 40 years old at the newest. And these go way back, and they've got a few miles on them, but we're going to spin them anyway. Everybody's heard the clarinet polka, but I bet it's been a while since you heard the Ray Henry Orchestra doing it. Ray Henry and his orchestra there, and of course everybody knows the clarinet polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, still running on one eyeball. If you remember last week, I told you that I had to be rushed off for emergency eye surgery for a detached retina in my right eye, and I think things are going as they're supposed to. It's weird because it seems like such a major thing, but I don't have to wear an eye patch. But I'm squinting all the time, so people look at me funny. But, yeah, I don't want to get into all the gory details, but basically it's my right eye is like looking through a glass of dirty water. And if you know anybody who's had this type of surgery, they can explain that to you, or you can look it up. There's a bubble in my eye that's put in there in purpose back behind everything to hold all the stuff together. It's weird, and I think it's working. And in fact, when I'm done with the show here, I have to head to Duluth, about over by the World of Accordions Museum, actually, and which is in Superior, right across the bridge, for a follow-up appointment with the eye surgery people. And I'm hoping to heck they tell me everything is proceeding as expected. It feels like it is. But in the meantime, I have an eye that basically shows me the background of a Grateful Dead psychedelic rock and roll concert from 1968. And so I'm running with one eye, which means like it's hard to put the needle on the record because you have no depth perception with one eye. And I think if you only have one eye, or you've only had one eye for quite some time, you get used to it and you adapt. I have not adapted because it's only been like a week. So anyway, the adventure continues. There is never a dull moment in this world. But as long as I brought up the World of Accordions Museum, I might as well talk about them. It's a little early in the show for that, but I do it anyway. Check them out right there in Superior, Wisconsin. They're on Belknap Street. You could probably type that into your Google or something and it would take you right there, huh? Over 1,400 accordions, concertinas on display in the museum. All sorts of other historical stuff, neat, interesting music-related and history stuff. Check out if you want to learn how to fix accordions. They can teach you. And I think that the world is short on accordion repair technicians. So, hey, might be, you know, if you're just graduating high school, might be, tell your friends that. You're going into accordion repair. They're going to think you're crazy. But you could be one of the few true craftsmen who masters the art. Anyway, check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. If you're going to be in the Duluth Superior area up here in northern Minnesota and up in Wisconsin, hey, maybe consider it. It could be very educational, and you'll be saying a good time was had by all. That's what you'll write on the postcard that you buy in the gift shop. Anyway, let's get back to some polka music, shall we? Here's another one of those oldies but goodies. It's another Whoopi John record. You know, I have a million Whoopi John records, and I always kind of shy away from them because I have so many that I think I play them all the time, and I don't know if I really do. But we all know this one, too. Here's the Under the Bridge Polka. Thank you. All right, there you have it. Whoopee John Under the Bridge Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show is where you happen to be tuned in right now, whether you're listening on a web stream or a podcast or a download or a, I don't know what else. There's plain old regular radio stations, too, you know. Thousands of them out there. You should listen to one once in a while. It's good for you. Anyway, here we are in the midst of another show. I got to tell you, we had a major advancement in technology here at the studio, which actually happened a week ago, I think. But I didn't have an opportunity to enjoy the new technology until just before I started this week's program. There has never been a phone here in the studio, which kind of makes sense because if the phone rings, you don't want a phone ringing in the background while I'm sitting here talking like this. So there's never been a phone in here. And so if the phone rings, I have to jump up out of my chair, run out of the studio, go out the thing, down the hall, into the next room, and answer the phone in the outer office. Which, you know, is not the end of the world, but it makes me swear. And I have to go fast because otherwise the answering voicemail gizmo gets it after I think it's four rings. So I got to kind of hustle it. And it makes me grumpy. I hate when that happens. And it does seem to happen anytime. And, you know, the studio obviously is used more for just than doing the Oompa Hour. You could be in here producing commercials or doing the news or whatever. So people have to run out and answer the phone in the other room. Well, the phone system was replaced. And there is a phone now in the studio that does not have a ringer. So it doesn't ring. If it rings, you won't know it. But I'll know it because I can still hear the phone out in the other office ring. You can't hear it because the microphone won't pick it up. But if I'm sitting here listening to a record or whatever I'm doing in here, I can faintly hear the phone in the other room. And now I can just answer it without having to get up and run over to the other room. This is better than sliced bread, which really isn't all it's cracked up to be anyway. Isn't it more fun to slice the bread yourself and make it the thickness you want? So just before I started doing the show, I was just getting the first two records up on the turntables, and I heard the phone ring, and I was like, blankety, blankety, blank, as I started getting up from my chair, and then I went, wait a minute, I don't have to get up from my chair. There's a phone right here. I was so happy. Clearly, I am very easily thrilled and satisfied. That's very obvious. Anyway, let's get back to playing some music, shall we? Here are the Impalas and the Kick the Bucket Polka. Thank you. There you have it, the Kick the Bucket Polka, a fine instrumental from the Impalas there. And I'm glad there was no singing in it, because it just seems to me lyrics about kicking the bucket would not be very cheerful, would they? Not to be confused with the Impalas, who had the big pop rock and roll hit back in the 60s. Remember Sorry, I Ran All the Way Home? Remember that? Different band completely. You're in the middle of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this happens every week. Come hell or high water. When I think about all the things that have happened that may have stopped a normal person, but darn it, the Oompa Hour goes on no matter what. I am trying to type with one eyeball in here. This is just weird. And I just have all my fingers crossed that it's weird. I'm a little more concerned about going in for my eye surgery follow-up appointment later this afternoon than I was about going in for the surgery last week. What's with that? So hopefully all is well. Hey, I got the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band here on Bowery Records out of Del Mar, California. And it just sounds like a fun place to go, doesn't it? Del Mar, California. It sounds very retro, which today is a fancy way of just saying old, I guess. But here's the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band. It's the Freckle Face Polka. There you go, the Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band and a rousing freckle-faced polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. See, I'm enthusiastic because I'm looking out the window here from our second-and-a-half-story window, and it's a beautiful sunshiny day, and it's not hot out there yet, and it just looks like a fabulous Minnesota summer day. But I know it's going to be just hotter than heck when I go out there later. Yuck! I have the Chesney Brothers here, one of those great Soma records out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And, you know, Soma is Amos spelled backwards, but that's a story for another day. And I have a lot of 45s on Soma by the Chesney Brothers. And it amuses me that you get the whole record label. And Chesney Brothers is not exactly a long name. But on all the records, the word brothers is abbreviated, B-R-O-S, period. The Chesney Bros. Seems weird to me. You had plenty of room to spell out brothers. Why didn't you do it? Here they are with the Green Meadow Polka. Thank you.
Agelo ne once, jeb se nastawa. A ja się zapytał, by buzi dała. Ona mówi nie, moje kochanie, bo mnie mama bije za całowanie. Ona mówi nie, moje kochanie, bo mnie mama bije za całowanie. Będziemy robić z tymi panami, idziemy do karczmy, one za nami. Każemy piwa, oni wypiją, a jak przyjdzie płacić, to się pokryją. Każemy piwa, oni wypiją, a jak przyjdzie płacić, to się pokryją.
Chesney Brothers there. That's the Green Meadow Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, I know that it seems a little early in the show to do the weekly waltz, because we always have a waltz in every show, at least one. Sometimes I get carried away. But, you know, I talked about the World of Accordions Museum at least one song early than usual, too. So the whole system is down the toilet at this point, at this juncture anyway. So let's do this one. If you know anybody getting married, maybe this is the song they want to dance to at their wedding. It's the Bride and Groom Waltz. Seems very appropriate. Here's Gene Guisdala and the orchestra. There you go, Gene Guisdall on the orchestra, Bride and Groom Waltz. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, here's one of those records I never play because I assume everyone's heard it 100,000 million times. I'll bet you that of all the people listening to the show right now, that at least half of you have this 45 somewhere in your house, in a box of old records in the attic, or fell down behind the couch back in 1968 and it's still back there someplace. Everybody, it seems, that has any old-time records has got one of these. Here's Bernie White and his polka band. It's Hot Pretzels. White and his polka band there, Hot Pretzels, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, right in the middle of it here, almost exactly. Wow, that's amazing, which means we've got a ways to go here. Good thing, because I got this whole big stack of records sitting right here ready to go. Here's another great old oldie that's really old. Here's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, and this one's hard to say, because it's the I Don't Wanna Mambo Polka. I don't wanna, not I don't want to, it's I don't wanna. I don't wanna mambo. That's what they're saying in this one.
Ooh, I don't wanna mambo, no, no, no. I don't wanna rumba bee. Every tango always tangles up my feet. I don't wanna mambo, no, no, no. I don't wanna yellow lay. I can think of more romantic things to say. I don't wanna mambo, no, no, no. Anyone at all can see. When I take my baby dancing neath the golden moon, I want to hear a polka, want to hear a polka too.
I whoop it up happy as a clown when there's a polka band in town. I love to whirl all around the floor while the crowd yells more,
more, more, more.
Somehow that
that rhythm from old Brazil never seems to give my heart a thrill.
Give me that pena that came from Pennsylvania, a good old polka too.
Slide.
Oh, the music makes me feel so good inside.
Good inside. Want to hear the bass go zoom, zoom, zoom. Want to hear the banjo play.
Oh, the music always drives my blues away.
Blues away.
I don't want a mambo, no, no, no. Anyone at all can see. Madame's on the school is not for me. When I take my baby dancing beneath the golden moon. You can take the bongo, send it to the congo. When I'm dancing. Want to hear a polka, want to hear a polka.
It's the grunt at the end that really makes the whole record. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there. I don't want a mambo polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I was so busy singing along with that one, because anytime you can go, that's a big plus. I don't even have the next record on the record player. I'm holding it in my hand. That is very unprofessional. The first thing they taught me at radio school nearly 45, 50 years ago, was never leave the machine guns unloaded, referring to the turntables. As soon as you have one open, get another record ready. So no matter what happens, you are prepared to continue. And I violated that rule. I have the Left-Handers Polka by the Chick Uzmak Orchestra right here in my hand. It's in, oddly enough, my right hand, even though it's the Left-Handers Polka, on Malay Records out of Moon Run, Pennsylvania. You got to love it. And we're just going to have to put this on the record player. And as they say in the old days, we'll just roll into this sucker live. Now I got to get the needle on the record with my one eyeball. Jeez, I'm telling you, who knew that this... See, that's the needle landing on the record. Who knew this was going to turn out to be such an exciting show? All right, here comes. Early, it is. Ah, there you go, the left-hander's polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And I don't, I'm no expert in these matters, but when I listen to that, I don't think they're playing left-handed. I mean, now that, but that's an interesting question. That is an interesting question, because if you're an accordion player, do they have left-handed accordions and right-handed accordions? I don't think I've ever seen such a thing. Now I'm like super duper curious about that, because I know you can buy a left hand. I am Googling this live as we speak, because I'm dying to know. I realize this is highly unusual. Here we go. Do they make left-handed accordions? Yes. Some have even been specially constructed with the keyboard on the left-hand side. Most of these have been made for players that have lost fingers in their right hand. Ah! So, yeah, kind of, but probably not really. Wow, that is a whole lot of small print telling me a lot more, a lot of information about that question. But there, live, answered right here in the middle of the Oompa Hour, yes, there are left-handed accordions. Don't you feel satisfied now? All right, this next record, I usually skip over this one too. I have been playing this record since I was a little kid, and I know that it was a big record for Frank Yankovic, and I already played Frank, but I didn't play him doing this song. And I think this record came out in 1958, and it was one of the records I had on my record player when I was a kid. And it cracks me up every time I play it. And unlike the Frank Yankovic version, this one's got a funny little voice in it. It's kind of like a chipmunk's voice, which was also a big deal around, what, 58, 59, when David Seville came out with his Chipmunks. And so I've loved this record since I was old enough to get my hand on the turntable. I got my first record player when I was 2. It had tubes in it and a nail. The nail looked like a nail for a needle. It was my mom's old one, and it was a hand-me-down 2-year-old birthday present to me. I have slides to back this up, by the way. And then when I turned 3, I got upgraded to a brand-new solid-state record player, which was like a brand-new thing in like 59, 60, right in there. Anyway, I'm wasting all this time. I could be playing records. This is the Mark IV, and it's done as in polka time. Here's I've Got a Wife. This is the version I grew up with.
Close up, wipe your feet off. Goodness sake, don't slam the door. Fix the socket, dry the dishes. Can't you do a single chore? Hang a picture, set the table. Don't drop ashes on the floor. Heat the bottle, change the baby. You don't love me anymore.
He don't love her anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about 10:30. And then she'll start right in again.
Shade up, wash the windows, wipe the handprints off the door, change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor, tape the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage, oil the door, get the kids and call my mother. You don't love me anymore.
Okay, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, okay. Honey, honey, please, honey. Yeah, I'll do it. Quiet!
He don't love her anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about 10:30. And then she'll start right in again.
I love the guy at the end. Man, I bet I played that record 100 million times since I was a little kid. That's the Mark IV. I wonder if they're the ones who originally did that. I think I'm looking at the name of the writers. I tried to look it up on the internet, but I'm just not good at finding stuff that fast. But anyway, what a ridiculous record. Man, oh man, the sun has come around here at Oompa Hour World Headquarters in the studio. I started doing the show, and I thought, good deal, I'm getting an early start on it this week. Normally, I dilly-dally around, and I was like, it's nice and cool in the studio because the sun hasn't come around to this corner of the building where it comes in the two windows because there's no air conditioning in here, and I can't turn a fan on because then you'd hear the fan running in the background. And I thought, wow, I got to jump on this. The sun hasn't come around yet. Well, now the sun has come around, and it's starting to heat up in here. I'm like, yikes. You know, normally we think of nice, cool weather in northern Minnesota. Not working out this last few weeks. Speaking of northern Minnesota, and this could be about any lake in the country or the world or the universe, I have Happy Bernie Goidish and his orchestra doing the North Shore Polka. And to us, the North Shore is the North Shore of Lake Superior. And you would start in Duluth and work your way up the North Shore. Then there's also the South Shore of Lake Superior, which really are almost east and west. But that's another discussion for another day. But anyway, and I thought there are North Shores to a lot of different lakes and bodies of water. And for that matter, rivers and creeks and whatever. So I don't know what Happy Bernie Goidish is specifically singing about here. But I'll be heading to the North Shore when I'm done with the show for my follow-up on my eye surgery, which is in Duluth, which is right at the North Shore of Lake Superior. I will be seeing the North Shore just a few short hours from now. So, I don't know. That's a lot for nothing, too, isn't it? Here's Happy Bernie Goidish and the orchestra. See, he was very happy. Happy Bernie Goidish in the orchestra of the North Shore Polka. And I don't understand what he's singing, so I don't know what North Shore it might be. But a good song nonetheless, huh? All right, here in the middle of another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time, old-age show. Don't forget, too, you get in touch with us if you want to make a request, dedication, question, comment, or whatever the case might be. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. You should probably write that down, 218-259-2985. That's like the Oompa Hour hotline, man. I should get a red blinking phone like Batman has. You can also email us, oompahour@aol.com, or look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where it's at. So there, I got that important stuff out of the way. Here's Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. It's Bobby's Polka. There you have it, Johnny Picanha, the orchestra. It's Bobby's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And let's see, what the heck do we want to do? Let's just play another record, huh? Chet Goran of the orchestra. It's the Night Owl Polka. There you go, the Night Owl Polka. Chet Goran and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. You think I could say my own name right consistently, wouldn't you? Johnny Menko coming up, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we got time for probably a couple of more tunes here in this week's edition of the Oompa Hour. So glad you've signed on for another round here. All right, we just played the Night Owl Polka. And it seems to me that if you can play the Night Owl Polka, you can play the Deer Polka. It's not Deer Polka, it's the Deer Polka. It's right on the record. Johnny Menko and the orchestra. And it's a scratchy old beat-up record that I might have even considered skipping because it's so beat up. Except for I wanted to be able to introduce the band because under Johnny Menko and the orchestra, it says Hartford's smartest polka band. Really? Does that mean they passed like what, like a College Bowl TV show contest, or they were on Jeopardy or something? Or does it mean they're snappy dressers? I mean, what does that mean exactly? Johnny Manko and the Orchestra, Hartford's smartest polka band. It's right on the record. Here's a nice old scratchy good one. It's the Deer Polka. So you know it's a good record because the 45 is really wore out, so previous owners played that a heck of a lot. Johnny Manko and his orchestra, Hartford's smartest polka band. Hey, I'm not going to argue with those guys, man. Maybe next week we'll play the other side. Just enough time to wrap it up this week. How many of you have records by Stardust laying around? They seem like everybody's got a bunch of those. Here they are doing the Shyster Schottische.
Thank you.
there you have it there. Oop, surprise ending. The old shaving of haircuts, two bits, caught me at the end there. But there's Stardust anyway, and the Shyster Shottish here on Tomb Zumpa Hour. Fit that in there with seconds to spare. Oh, man. In just seconds from now, I can get out of the hot studio where the sun is coming in.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Another stack of records already ready for next week. We'll see you then. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.